Welcome to the Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Tet in the Ois V'Adar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Beis. The Shir today is sponsored Lui Nishmas Rab Chaim Shlomo ben David Zev Balter, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who just passed away after years of Yisurim, a Gavur Rabbo at the Mechacha Muflog, Yiz Zichroi Baruch. So in the end of the previous Daf, we learned the Mechlikas of Yerichon and Shirim Bar Yochai, if Tefillah and Torah are equal to each other, there's someone who's learning Toros Emunasoi stops to daven. It says that we're now starting the third line from the top. Omer Rabbi Yosef, come here, Rabbi Yirmiyo, Rabbi Yosef said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyo, Asun de Rabbi Yochanan kev Chananya b'Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan that holds the Torah and Tefillah are equivalent, he holds like Chananya b'Akiva. The Tani says in the Brayso, Koisvei Sfarim Tefillin u'Mezuzos Mavsikim l'Kriya Shavim Mavsikim l'Tefillah. The people that write tefillin, mezuzos, sefer Torah, they're suffering. They're always sick in a mitzvah. So they have to stop for Kriya Shema, which is their rise up, they don't stop for tefillin. Rabbi Chananya ben Akiva oimer, keshem shevsikim Kriya Shema, kach havsikim letefilo uletefillin ulechshar kol mitzvasei asher Torah. The same when they stop for Kriya Shema, you have to stop for tefillah, tefillin, and any other mitzvah. So the rai over here is that we don't say one mitzvah is more important than the other. You have to stop to daven. And it's connected to what we said before, to you stop learning in order to daven. Says the Gemara, the Loimoide of Shirim Bar Yochai, Shem Asikim, Lo Asoy Sukul, Asoy Slulov. I mean, according to this, everybody agrees that you stop to do mitzvahs.
According to Shirim Bar Yochai, a person who is learning, he won't do Sukkah and Lulav, of course he will do it. So why would you disagree that you stop to daven? The Leza of Shirim Bar Yochai, Lo Meid, Lo Asoy Slulov. I mean, the main learning is in order to learn to know how to do. Someone who's learning without any intention to do, so then that's not good learning. Someone who learns and doesn't have intention to do, is not intention to do the mitzvahs, so it's better that if it wasn't created. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan said, someone who learns with no intention to do the mitzvahs, it would be better for him if the sack in the mother in his mother's womb were turned on his face, it would not be born. Meaning, it's better not to be born than to be born not to do the mitzvahs. So seemingly, the Gemara is saying we try to compare what the machlekes with Shirim Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. But Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya is talking about stopping to do a mitzvah. And the whole everybody would agree the mitzvahs is that's the purpose of learning. So everybody should agree you stop to learn in order to do a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, time in the Shirim Bar Yochai is a shinun, v'ze shinun, v'heim vatlim shinu pri shinun. Kriya Shema is different than any other mitzvah, because Kriya Shema is also considered to be to learn Torah. You say Shema as if a person is learning Torah. So says the Shirim Bar Yochai, why should you stop learning in order to say Shema if Shema is also learning? I don't stop learning for another learning, but you do stop learning to do a mitzvah. So Gemara v'atirim, but we learn that Kriya Mikan v'heiluch lohivsid ki'odnu shukoye b'Torah. Someone who says Kriya Shema after the Zman Kriya Shema, so he's not missing out more than someone who reads the Torah, meaning it's considered to be as if he's reading the Torah. Not more than that. Mashmah, but if he does say Kriya Shema on time, so he's equivalent, his level is higher than someone who's Kriya B'Torah. So that's what Gemara says, I'm Beboyin also, Chavive Yoysem B'Divri Torah, it's more Chavive in Divri Torah. Omavyudin of Shirim Bar Yochai, Adesha Todir B'Divri Torah, Shirim Bar Yochai, in his level, that he was so connected to learning, for him, Kriya Shema and Torah are on the same level. For a regular person, so then Kriya Shema is higher than Divrei Torah. But if Shirim Bar Yochai, his Torah is so high, that's the same level of saying Kriya Shema. Omar Rabbi Amari Loi Taninon Elakahodim Shukoye Batoyo Haboynoso Kemishnehi. This is a different answer. He says, when someone says Kriya Shema not on time, so it's equivalent like reading a Torah. But if he's saying Kriya Shema on time, it's a higher level. What level? Like he's learning Mishnah. Mishnah, the Torah Shabbat, is a higher level for a person who understands what he's reading. It's a higher level. And that is what is the level of Kriya Shema on time. So Shirim Bar Yochai says, if you're learning Torah anyway, there's no purpose of stopping and saying Kriya Shema, which is only the level of reading Mishnah. Shirim Bar Yochai kedaitim. Shirim Bar Yochai kehoz l'shitosoy. Shirim Bar Yochai yoyim arisik b'mikro mido she'ino mido. Shirim Bar Yochai says someone who's learning Torah, meaning mikro, learning chumish, so that's not as great. Why? Because from the chumish you can't really learn to know what to do. It's Torah shebichtav. Rabbanon avdi mikro kemishta. Rabbanon hold the mikro and mishta are the same level. So someone who says Shema after that time is equivalent to reading the Torah. Saying Shema on time, what is it? It has to be greater than Mishnah, because Mishnah and Torah are the same level. So it has to be, it's greater than learning. But Shimon Bar Yochai holds that it's not greater than learning. It's just greater than Torah. It's Mishnah, which is higher than Torah. So therefore, Shimon Bar Yochai, when a person has a choice to stop learning and to say Krishna, there's no purpose to stop learning because Krishna is not greater. Halacha Gimel Zog to Mishnah. Lo yetze hachayad b'machoto somach l'chasheicho. The tailor should not go out to the street with his needle somach l'chasheicho right before dark, because maybe he'll come to take it out when Shabbos comes in. Maybe you'll forget about it and he'll go out on Shabbos. And also not the scribe with his pen. A person should not go and clean his clothing, take out the lice from his clothing. A person should not read in front of the candle because he may come to move the candle. Truth means that's the halacha. Chazan here means that someone who's teaching the children, so he can look with the candle to see where the children are reading. He cannot read himself in front of the candle. Maybe he'll come to tilt the candle. Another similar idea of a person not coming to an aveiro. And as the Korban Edik points out, even azov, even though he's tummy, but azov and azov cannot be together. If a woman is a zavo, she's not allowed to be with her husband. So therefore we say that a husband and a wife, when the wife is a zavo, he should not sit and eat together. Maybe they'll come to Naveiro, they'll come to be together. So the Gemara in Daftes Amud Beis. Lo yeitze achayad v'machat osom al chasheicho, shem yishkach v'yeitze. Says the Gemara, Tani lo yeitze achayad v'machat shem kelof. A tailor should not go out with a needle which is with among his kelim, which that's usually the place where you put the needle. And now describe with a pen in his ear, because that's where usually you put the pen. Someone who dyes clothing with a sample in his ear. And also a money changer should not go with a dinar, with a coin in his ear. That's where usually you go out to come and present and let everybody know that this is their malocha. If they did go out, they're potter, because that's not their chaitza. Usually you don't take a coin in the ear. It's not the normal way to go out, therefore the potter goes to Amir. A uman, a craftsman, that's the normal way that he carries these things, he is chayav. Why? Because that's his derech. But for other people, so then they could go out, if they go out that way, they're potter, they're not chayav, because it's not a normal way of going out. Seems to be the Ramir is contradicting himself. We learned over there, talk about a woman who's taking with her some perfume on her body, and because according to Ramir, it's not considered to be a takshit, an ornament, so then she's chayav. But the Gemara understands the way she's taking it out on her body, that's not the normal way to be moitzi. And so there, Amir says, Chayav Chatos, and here he says, if you don't go the normal way, you're not Chayav. Answers the Gemara. Ramona Amar lo stam. Ramona said this answer stam with no not naming any source. Ravun Meshur Abirchon. Ravun says the name of Abirchon. Tamon derech chitzo benoshim. There, all women go out this way. They take their perfume on their clothing. From Hacho, Tfeilim Yoytze Mekach. Tfeilim means, the literal meaning of Tfeilim means children. But for our Gemara, it means, it's low-level craftsmen, meaning people that just started, they're just beginners. So they go around to show everybody what they're doing. It's not the normal way for all craftsmen to do. So therefore, it's not going to be derech, because even the Baalei Umnos, not everybody does it. Continues the Gemara, Machlav in Shitas Yedei Rabbanon, Chur Rabbanon, which is Rabbi Yudo, also contradict himself. Their point there in these perfumes and this type of ornaments, because it's considered to be a takshit. But if it will be a needle that has a hole in it, which is not a takshit, then you're chayav. But here he said only an uman, only a craftsman is chayav when he goes out with these professional items. Not a regular person. So why there you're saying that a woman who goes out with a needle is chayav? We're talking about a woman who is a craftsman, meaning a woman, that's what she does. She uses the needle to spread the hair of a woman. So that is her umnos. So that's what she's considered to be, an uman b'munosoi. But if it would be an ordinary person, so you would not be chayav for something which only a woman does. More goes on and says, V'liyafes kelev l'aner, should not check his clothing from lice. So afilu b'chol osu, she'eno derech kavod. Even during the weekday, a person should not do that in public. Because it's not derech kavod, it's something which is most, which is disgusting to do. Tani v'falas kelev noitel v'zorik. Someone who is checking his kelim from lice, he takes the lice and throws it out. Meaning one could do that in Shabbos, not in front of a candle. And if he does it, he could take out the lice, but he should not be moil, which means to rub the lice. He could even rub it, as long as he doesn't kill it. So really this frames the machlokes. Chizkia says, killing a louse on Shabbos is like killing a camel, it's like killing a big animal. So therefore you have to be very careful not to kill it. So you're not allowed to rub it, because you may come to kill it. But if you hold that killing is not a same issur d'oraisa, as we'll see in a moment that the Gemara brings this opinion, so then rubbing it, and you're not really killing it, so then it's okay, there's no, we're not choshish that maybe he'll come to kill it, because even if he does, it's not a issur d'oraisa. Shmuel mekatea yodo v'riglo v'yervli kovei mainuko. Shmuel cut off the hands and the legs of the louse, and then he puts it in front of the bucket, but he doesn't kill it. He says he can even put it into a plate of water, and because he's not literally killing, even though this will bring it to die. I don't understand this whole discussion regarding the louse, if it's considered to be a issur to kill it. Because all these Suri Shabbos we learn from the Mishkan, which killing did we have in the Mishkan? We have the killing of the chilazon, of the snail. So let me chilazon shamanu. Chilazon yeshlo gidim ve'atzomis. Chilazon has sinews and bones, and therefore only creatures that have sinews and bones are also to kill. And the Gemara understands a louse doesn't have gidim ve'atzomis, so therefore it should not be also to kill. So one second, look in Tani kol dover shelo gidim ve'atzomis einu chay yosem yishish chadashim. We learned that anything that doesn't have bones and sinews doesn't live more than 6 months. And a louse does live more than 6 months. So a karkacho, even though it doesn't seem that way, it does have some kind of bone and sinews. And the Gemara proves the fact that a louse does live more than 6 months. Temar Rav Yosi bar Rabboi Mishir Razvit. The reason Rabboi said name Razvit, something which is a little hard to understand, but he said, Achad l'sheva shorim ha-kadosh baruch hu mechalef ha-solomoy. Once every 7 years, creatures in the world change. And he brings down a whole list. Many of the items in the list, we don't know what it is exactly. But he says like this, Kamkamo, which is a type of worm, Misavid Choy, it turns to be a thorn. Rapidob said another animal, which is called Chad Afer, it's called Arpad, that's the Reb Chaim explains it, Misavid Sher, which is a shade. Mimiso Dereisho, the louse of the hand, Misavid Akuv, turns to be a scorpion. Vedemanyo Shemami, and the louse, which is in the clothing, it turns to be something called a shmami. Tolato de susio, some lice, which is on horses, says the word afidu with aleph, misavid uroi, which is translated as a wasp. But the torto, the lice in the cattle, davri, turns to be type of a bee. Tzavua zoch in asinikevo, the male hyena turns to be a female. Akbar de turo, the mouse, which is in the mountains, misavit chazir bar, comes a wild boar. Shizarto denuno, the spine of the fish, misavit nodol, turns into a centipede. Vedebar nosho chivi, the spine of a human being turns to be a snake. And mosai, when does that happen? Mizman sheino korea kol komosoi adashezro, when he doesn't bow down, when he says moidim, until his entire spine is bowing down. So Gemara says here, an interesting brisa, it's a little hard to understand it, that things change after 7 years, it turned to be something else. But the raya over here is that a louse lives more than 6 months. And you live more than 6 months, that means it has bones and sinews, and you may lay it shouldn't be a problem of killing it on Shabbos, like killing a camel. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Tes.